Good morning. Our question today is if somebody wakes up early during the night, wakes up before Alos HaShachar, which we will define what that means shortly, and washes Netilas Yadayim, washes hands, says the bracha Netilas Yadayim. The question is, do you need to wash again? Comes Alos HaShachar. So we'll answer two questions today. We'll answer that question. But also before that, what is Alos HaShachar? And then we'll go on to the question, why wash again? Why not wash again? So just to get our timing correct, when it comes to the Netz Hachama, Netz means sunrise, so that's when the ball of the sun begins to rise, the ideal time to daven our Shmona Esrei of Shachris. So a fairly significant time before that is called Alos HaShachar. There are different computations. Just to put some numbers on it today, in Yerushalayim, Netz was at 6:12 in the morning, and Alos HaShachar, the Luach and Shul, had two different time periods for it. There's different ways to compute it. One was at 4:58, so 2 minutes to five, and a second computation was even earlier, about 20 minutes before that. So we'll say approximately 5 o'clock. There are some poskim who are of the view that it's not a variable time based on where the sun is under the horizon, located under the horizon. Those two that we mentioned were based on that, but that it's a set 72 minutes before Netz Hachama. So there are various opinions on the computation. So if somebody wakes up before that time period, so wakes up before Alos HaShachar, for example, today would have been waking up before 5, wash Netilas Yadayim. Somebody woke up at 4:30, do you have to wash again? Come Alos HaShachar. So in fact, the Beis Yosef brings in the name of the Or Chas Chaim as follows, that if somebody woke up before Alos HaShachar, so before that 5 o'clock number for today, washed hands, there is an opinion that says that you have to wash again when it comes to Alos HaShachar. Why? Mishum Bas Melech. That's the name of the tumah that we have on our hands because of the Bas Melech, Hashora Ala Yadayim, Kol HaLaila Adayam, that the Bas Melech descends on the hands during the night, up until day. Day, we're defining here, is up until Alos HaShachar. So what that means is, even though somebody washed earlier, but because you washed before Alos HaShachar, that's the proper thing to do. You wake up, you have this tumah on your hands, you have to wash, but because that tumah lasts or continues and recurs, there's a reoccurrence of that tumah up until Alos HaShachar, you'd have to wash again. Now, certainly the tumah is stronger, higher, more deep when somebody is asleep. So certainly you need to wash when you wake up. The chiddush here is that if you woke up and washed before Alos HaShachar, that tumah recurs, probably not on the same level. It's not as severe. It's not as strong because he didn't sleep. But still, because it came because of the night, it's still nighttime, it descends upon us, you'd have to wash after Alos HaShachar. So the Beis Yosef says, if that's the concept here, we see that it's not necessarily that it's the sleep, somebody sleeping at night, that causes the tumah, but even in the absence of sleep, because the person woke up before Alos HaShachar, and the Or Chas Chaim is saying you'd still have to wash again. If somebody stays up all night, apparently again, you would have to wash Netilas Yadayim because of this Bas Melech. That's apparently what will have to happen. So based on this, that's the Beis Yosef commenting on the Or Chas Chaim. The Beis Yosef was written by Rav Yosef Cairo. He paskin in Shulchan Aruch as follows. Dim hishkim kodem amud HaShachar. If somebody woke up before Alos HaShachar, he washed his hands, there is a safek if you have to wash your hands again when it comes to Alos HaShachar in order to remove the Ruach Ra that descends on the hands. So what's the safek here? Because you washed once already, and you didn't go back to sleep, that could have an impact on things. You didn't go back to sleep, so you washed again. So maybe you don't have to, but maybe you do, because there was a time period up until Alos HaShachar after you washed, and it could be that tumah descends upon the hands once again. So the Ramah says for a pasak, v'yitlem b'lo bracha. What you should do is you should wash the hands, but without a bracha. We don't want to take a chance. Wash the hands. Be sure to wash the hands because of the suffix, but without a bracha, because the person said the bracha already when he woke up before Alos HaShachar, and he washed his hands. He said a bracha already. So just wash again to be sure that the tumah is removed, the Ruach Ra is removed, but don't say a bracha. So what's going on here? So the Magen Avraham goes back to the concept we've talked about for a few days now, is that in fact, there are two different reasons why we wash Netilas Yadayim in the morning. Why would we wash our hands? One is because of Ruach Ra, And the second reason is because we are washing as part of our preparations for tefillah. So if it's because of davening for tefillah, once somebody washes already, even if the person washed before Alos HaShachar, there is no reason to wash a second time, even though it was before Alos HaShachar. You just have to wash one time for tefillah, that's it. And even if the person went back to sleep, it doesn't matter. You washed your hands, you said your bracha, you don't have to wash again. However, the safek here is that because the washing happened before Alos HaShachar, because of the other reason, because of Ruach Ra, here we have the question, not because of tefillah once. Ruach Ra, maybe you have to wash again, because maybe that Ruach Ra descends once again, because it's before Alos HaShachar, even in the absence of sleeping. So accordingly, bottom line is, if this is the situation, you wash once, it was before Alos HaShachar, you have to wash when you wake up. Person said, Al Netilas Yadayim, comes Alos HaShachar, as the Rama Paskin, you should wash again, but without saying Al Netilas Yadayim a second time. Have a wonderful day.